Ball goes up, Smith gets the tip, it goes into the backcourt, Johnson's got it, and here comes Linden. It's Clark into the post to Heppner, he turns, hooks, no good off the rim, but Kildall puts it back in, and Linden gets the first basket of the ball game.
A man has been jailed in Denton, Texas after commandeering a Trailways bus en route from Dallas to Wichita, Kansas. Armed with a gun, the suspect robbed 17 passengers and kidnapped two women in their cars before being captured. In Aurora, Colorado, a security guard has filed a $50,000 lawsuit stemming from an alleged incident at the home of Denver Bronco quarterback John Elway. Next news in 1 hour.
Honey, what's for dinner tonight?
Well, what are you in the mood for, dear?
Well...
Let's go get some roasted chicken from Lee's Drive-In.
What a great idea. How'd you think of that?
Oh, a little bird told me.
The court has denied a new trial for a man found guilty on a second try of selling dangerous drugs. The defense for James Don Bothell has asked for a new trial, and this morning Judge Bert Kale denied the motion. Bothell was found guilty April 5th of selling a dangerous drug, MDA, to two state undercover agents. Following the jury's verdict, the court ordered a pre-sentence investigation. Bothell is currently free on $5,000 bail. The young man was acquitted of a similar charge last May when two state narcotics agents failed to correctly identify the defendant. 2 days after the acquittal, the state filed a new charge against Bothell, and he was tried the first part of this month. The defense entered its new trial motion based on 4 points: that two agents were allowed to identify Bothell this time, that the court denied a motion to dismiss the new action against Bothell, as well as the court allowed the state to continue its case after the defense had rested, and the court would not instruct the jury as to the laws pertaining to entrapment.